it's the cornbread fried like pancakes.
I see. Now, my mother used to make cornbread, and she would make it in little things like this, and she'd get up and work in her hands like that. Then she'd drop it off into grease. Now, I think she called that fried cornbread or something. I don't know.
That's called, it's another type of cornbread that is called.
It is?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think what it is. I had all those breads when I was teaching AIDS. I can't think. But it's a type of fried bread, corn bread, but we don't call it corn. We don't call that corn cake.
Did you ever hear of corn dodgers?
That's what I'm thinking about.
Oh, is that this fried?
I'm thinking about the corn dodger.
Now, that'd be the fried, like I was talking about fried in the grease on top of the stove.
That's what I was thinking about.
I see. Okay. We have homemade bread, and then we have...
commercial bread or bought bread.
All right. Do you ever make donuts?
Yes.
How would you make donuts? Are they made with baking powder or with yeast?
Donuts are made with baking powder.
They are? Mm-hmm. All right. Are they fried or?
Fried.
And you cut them?
You cut the ring in them. You roll the dough out. And you use a donut cutter and cut it. And then drop it in the hot grease.
And let it fry. All right. What about cakes that are cooked, that are flat and cooked on a griddle? Made with either flour or cornmeal.
Cooked on the griddle. Oh, on the griddle. That would be waffles, wouldn't it?
You might have waffles.
Yeah, because cooked on a griddle.
All right. Now suppose you had something that you cooked on a flat surface and they got real flat. Maybe you ate them with
That's what you would call a corn cake.
Now that's corn cake. Mm-hmm. If it's made with cornmeal. Mm-hmm. Suppose it's made with flour.
It's a batter cake.
It's batter cake.
We call both of them a batter cake, but one's a corn cake and one's a flour with the flour.
Right.
But we think of it as a, when they say the batter cake, we think of the flour.
I see. What's a pancake then in relation?
Pancake and batter cake, same thing.
They're the same thing. All right. I had 1 pound of flour and I got another one. So then I had two.
2 pounds of flour.
Right. To make bread rise, you add a cake
of yeast.
Right. Mm-hmm. When you break an egg, it's usually divided into two
parts.
Two parts, and they are the
yolk and the white.
Right. The color of the yolk is
yellow.
Right. The things that hens lay are called
eggs.
All right. If you drop them in water and let them simmer for a while,
you boil a.
All right. Now there's hard boiled and
soft boiled.
How long do you simmer a hard boiled egg?
8 minutes.
And a soft boiled?
No, less than that.
All right. How do you prepare poached eggs?
Now, I have a little poacher, and I usually put the egg in the little container. I mean, first I put a little, grease it a little. You just say grease it. Put the egg in there and set it in that hot water. But my quickest way of poaching egg now is just break it in have an open boiler, a pan, saucepan. Have that water boiling and break that egg in it and let it boil for about 3 minutes.
I see. Does it bubble while it's boiling?
No.
Usually it kind of...
You can see it cooking.
Okay, but it's not,
but it's
a
not
rolling
boil, no.
Boil.
Oh, yes, the boil is a rolling boil.
Oh, it is?
Uh-huh, a rolling boil for the egg.
I see, and while it's cooking, And then how do you get it out?
I have a spoon with the openings.
I see, you just
dip it out
and let the water drain off of it. Okay. Do you ever hear those called dropped eggs?
They're called dropped eggs?
Have you ever heard them called dropped eggs in this part of the country?
No.
All right. What is the part of pork that's used to for cooking and usually for seasoning vegetables?
The bacon and the ham hock.
Right,
the hops and that bacon.
What about salt pork?
Well,
is that used for seasoning?
Yes, that's used for boiling.
All right, is salt pork and fat back and strip